This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Our next guest, who is it, Eve?
Yeah, on the line we have Elizabeth Hill Cooper, who is the CEO of Victorian Opera. And Elizabeth is coming to talk to us about Tommy the musical, or the opera.
The opera.
The yes. opera, not Rock just opera. A musical. No. The opera. Elizabeth, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Now, we know that this was due to be staged a little bit earlier and there have been a few little interruptions, but we're really glad to see it's coming back. For anyone that...
Oh, yes, we couldn't put this one to bed without having it brought out.
Thank you.
For anyone that doesn't know what you guys have been working on all this time, could you fill us in on what to expect with Tommy the Opera?
Fantastic. Yes. Well, we've been working on it. We actually planned it to premiere in 2020, but of course we all went into lockdown then. So we came up with the concept and we got as far as that and we started to build the set, and then we were put into the 2020 lockdown. So we moved it to 21, thinking we'd all be all fine there. And, you know, the year was looking pretty good and we got our fantastic cast together and there was a bit of a hurdle to get people in from interstate because, of course, most of our artists these days are living all over the country because that's where the work is, everywhere, not just in the one place. So we managed to get in quite a few of the sort of soloists from out of state and we started rehearsals and it was all tracking beautifully, and then we went into, I think, lockdown number 5. I'm not 100% sure. Then lockdown 5 ended very briefly and we all got them back into the studio. They'd been between lockdown 5 and coming out before lockdown 6, they'd been recording their choreography on video, on phone, and sending it to the choreographer, and they'd been Zoom direction calls, and they'd been all sorts of bits and pieces. I've got video footage of cast members socially distancing in parks but practicing the choreography back. And then we got them back into the theatre, and unfortunately this last one kicked in right before we were supposed to open. So we have a show. We have a great show. It's a video sort of falls behind it as the main sort of scenery and some bits and pieces, some extraordinary performances. And now we just need a clear run and to get it all back together.
Yeah. Now, for those that don't know, and believe me, I do, is The Who and Pete Townshend, the lead guitarist of the band, he wrote this opera. It was back in the day when Andrew Lloyd Webber was doing Superstar and Evita. And he wrote this rock opera called Tommy, and it was just a double album. I remember, you know, like loving it, and I love The Who, and the music had so much impact. Weird story, you know, like it's about a deaf, dumb, and blind kid that sure can play mean pinball, and that's what it's about. It's about this pinball wizard whose name is Tommy. Like an adventurous time for you guys to put something like this. Well, not adventurous, but interesting that you're putting on an opera like this. Tell us, where did it come from and why?
Really, Victorian Opera has a commitment to doing a presentation of a musical theatre style work each year, and we were looking for something a little bit different. We had sort of run a gauntlet on a series of some wonderful Sondheim musicals, and we were looking for something quite different. So this one sort of came up. Actually, our artistic director's partner suggested this one, and we both had a chat and had a think about it and listened to the concept album, as you say, and thought about the storyline. But It's more than just about it, a young man who's deaf, dumb and blind. It's about adversity, and it's about, you know, winning, and it's about, you know, making great and coming out of a bad time into a great time and finding yourself and, you know, all of those bits and pieces. And the music is so brilliant.
Yeah.
One of the great things about rock music from someone like Pete Townshend is it's actually the derivatives are quite from classical music, so it's quite a beautiful score. It's quite a complicated score.
Yep.
We've got a great musical director in Jack Earl, so we're really waiting to rock the palais with it.
Yeah, and because it then went on to be a Ken Russell film, and Ken Russell, for those people that know, did everything a little bit weirder and wilder, and star-studded cast. The big track Pinball Wizard was done by Elton John, who always wore platform shoes, but he had the biggest pair of platform shoes on that there were a couple of stories high, it was Tina Turner was in that as well, that's why it lends itself beautifully for all your musical theatre stars that you've assembled for this.
The film is quite different. The storyline is a little bit different to the actual opera itself, opera itself.
Yep.
Not vastly. A couple of character names are slightly different, and a couple of the takes on what they do and did is slightly different, but it's a really interesting film.
So it is one that you couldn't let go, isn't it? Because it is so well known, when you've got something a little bit different and a bit special like this, it's good that you've stuck with it, and hopefully it will get over the line in February of next year.
Well, we're working on Third Time's a Charm.
Third Time's a Charm. Now, the other good thing is we can book tickets now, is that right?
That's right. Yes, tickets are on sale. You can get single tickets have just opened, I think, last week.
Yep.
So you can either log on to the Victorian Opera website and look those up, or go straight to the Ticketmaster website or the Arts Centre Melbourne website and purchase them.
Right. And where's it being performed?
Palais Theatre.
Right.
Where it should be.
beautiful theatre. Which has been, I live in St Kilda and I walk past it all the time, and it's just sitting there waiting for it to be open. And as you said, third time lucky, because it will be a major event, I think, won't it?
Oh, we're absolutely hoping so, yes. I mean, it's kicking off our season in 2022. It's our first show. It's our comeback. It's our comeback tour, let's say it like that. and we're really excited to get this cast back on the stage.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for sticking with this and not giving up on it. And we'll see you at the theatre. See me, feel me, hear me, touch me, all those great songs. I know every word for every song.
You can tell somebody's been listening to it too.
If you need somebody to sit there to prompt them, I'll be sitting down the right. This is your next line. Here's your next line.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Thank you. Well, please join us. Please join us for the season.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Elizabeth Hill Cooper, the CEO of Victorian Opera, here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine. Now,
why aren't we playing Pinball Wizard? Come on.
Good question. I haven't got that one lined up. But and somebody obviously across the desk has listened to that too many times, David. I think what they need to do, David, is maybe have, how they have the sing-along type songs.
Yeah,
That's what they do with
sing-along Sound of Music.
Yeah, sounds like with Tommy, I think, for you.
I reckon most of the audience will be singing all the songs when you go. Yeah,
exactly. Now, I was going to, before going straight to the track, I thought we'd just say goodbye because I think we just sort of coming towards the end of another show for us here.
Yeah.
So we...
We hope you've enjoyed the show today. And we've also, a big thank you to our podcaster. If you've missed any of the interviews today, because we've had some great interviews today, please go to the Joy website and look for the... our podcast, and thank you, Rob, for all the hard work. Eve, you won't be with us next week. You're flying on one of those moon missions, is it?
One of those specially shaped rockets.
Yeah, because you can't travel around the world, so you're going up into space. Okay,
we'll see you in a fortnight. That's all we can do at the moment. Is that right?
I'll be listening in though, and we have someone else who's been listening in as well. I think. Maybe it might be one of your walking buddies, David. So someone called PJ has said, having a listen, it's all our walking buddies. Yeah. Having a listen, lovely, calm and chilled programming. Great to listen to while winding down from an 18.6-kilometer walk.
Whoa.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And good congratulations.
Yeah, yeah, that's a well big walk.
And you got home just in time because it's raining.
Before it starts raining.
Yeah.
So yeah. So
see
we'll
you, folks.
See you all later. We'll see you next. Well, David and I'll be back next week. And yeah. And before we we'll have Bassin with the news before, and then it'll be at 5, and then we'll have Robin Mossy with Yesterday Once More. So, but before, just to lead into that, we've got a couple of messages, and we've got the DMAs doing a version of Cher's Believe. So you're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.